You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
George Sedan, Gordy Crowder, Justin Tinsley, Monica McNutt. What are we talking about here? Monica, do I have to eliminate you now so you can get to the Garden for Knicks Sixers game two as quick as you? I won't do that. Joel Embiid will be there, though, and he's coming back from coming back from coming back. Is there any way he could summon what's needed for tonight's game two? Lakers need something to break their way versus Denver. What would that take tonight? Also from the weekend, we have a skin of the puck goal. A fan interference robbing a walk-off homer. When I didn't say anything, really meant I didn't say anything. Let's go around the horn.
That's what I say every time, Tony, when you
the camera don't lie, though. The camera and the mic caught everything from that Yankees A's pitch. Can't wait to talk about that. But we start with the NBA playoffs, where the home teams won every game this weekend, 6 by double digits. We'll get to that in a second. Tonight, game two. The Sixers need more from Joel Embiid. Is that even possible? Is that even a reasonable ask? He's limping. He's gasping. He's bleeding from the knee. He's blinking from only one eye. Tonight, Embiid listed as questionable. So is Tyrese Maxey, who is now ill. He came down with a sickness. So he's questionable. Combine that with the Knicks riding high on the Bing Bong. Got a superstar game from Deuce McBride. Wow. Professor Tinsley here with his 2-1-1 theory. We'll get to him in a second, but we start with you, Monica. This is your beat. Can the Sixers and can Embiid make it through this series and make it a series, and how much of that comes down to tonight?
All right, I'm not going to disrespect the Sixers. They've obviously been terrific when Joel Embiid has been at health. With the loss, they're now 32-9 when he's available. And when he was on the floor, they did outscore the Knicks by 15 points.
Exactly.
Also, coincidence that it was the third quarter in which the Knicks historically hit a lull over the course of the season. The problem, though, is what does that knee allow him to do? Because the Knicks, while Jalen Brunson is certainly the guy whose name is in lights, and then you wonder who's going to be your second leading scorer, they are okay with that. They're fine leaning into a plethora of guys that can step in and play different roles. People will point to the 26 points off of offensive rebounds, but they had 27 points in the fast break. That's courtesy of Josh Hart and Deuce McBride picking up the tempo and making the Sixers have to chase them.
So, plethorically speaking, you like the position the Knicks are in. Justin Tinsley, I turn to you. The 2-1-1 theory, I believe you got that final one from Deuce McBride in game one. Is that not right, Doctor?
It could be Deuce McBride. It could be Josh Hart. It could be Mitchell Robinson for his defense on Joel Embiid. Either way, you got that last one. What I like from the Knicks in game one, they had 23 offensive rebounds, which led to 26 second chance points. What I didn't like, however, they got outscored 42-7 in bench points. You're not going to win many playoff games with a negative 35 point differential. And going into the night, you know, Maxey is sick. Embiid is hobbled. He's basically T-1000 at this point. So we're going to learn a lot about this Knicks team. Do they let their foot off the gas with the Sixers team that is hobbled, or do they go for the haymaker? I think it's more of the latter. I think we get the first of the two with the Jalen Brunson game tonight.
Gordy Cronin, to you, what to expect tonight, game two, Knicks Sixers.
I don't know how much the day off will have given Joel Embiid enough time to get back to where he's confident in that knee, because he risked it all there with the backboard alley-oop tossed to himself and then goes down, and this look of shock on his face, like, man, something is wrong here.
Do you question that maneuver in that moment, Gordy?
Injured meniscus that I
go with the Showtime style move. Do you question that from a player who has to know he's not 100%? George does. Gordy, you brought it up.
I think you have to. I think you got to know your limits, and I think that you have to know when you are putting your body in harm's way. This is not the first time that he's had an injury re-injuring this knee since he came back in April. It happened April 12th. He had to sit out the finale. All of those things come into play here to where he's really got to be smart on on this. And if you don't have Tyrese Maxey available tonight because he's questionable with that illness, you're going to need more than, 7 points from your bench to get through this team. Mm-hmm.
George, you also questioned Embiid putting it all out there in the manner he did. At some point, do the Sixers have to be like, we can't keep on playing and then not playing and then playing and then not playing, but they have no other option. Isn't that right?
Tony, this is why I don't dunk, obviously, but it was unnecessary in that scenario as well. Like, you started the show. What are we doing here? What are we talking about here? What are you doing? Like, why are you trying to put this showboat highlight in a game when you're on one leg to begin with? It just didn't make sense to me. Now, I will say this. I do think Nick Nurse, and I picked the Knicks to win this series, but I do think Nick Nurse is one of the best defensive coaches in the sport, and I think that Jalen Brunson will continue to see some tough defense. Okay. Now, it doesn't mean that Jalen Brunson, to me, who is a borderline MVP candidate, won't find ways to figure this out, but I do think Kelly Oubre, who's long, right, shows a look at him that he's not necessarily used to all the time. Then they'll switch it up with Maxey, who's got speed, right? And then Kyle Lowry, who's got that veteran savvy. So Brunson is going to have to figure this thing out for the Knicks to win tonight, but it is a key game for the Sixers tonight.
Yes, it is. I'm glad you have diagnosed that, but you didn't give us a pick there. Dr. Sedano, who you got tonight?
I got Philly.
Why'd you take a big deep breath like that, Courtney Cronin?
Had to think about it.
I've got the Knicks.
Justin Sisley?
The Knicks.
Monica, last word.
I got to go Knicks. And to answer the question on the dunk, it was because Mitchell Robinson and Isaiah Hartenstein have been giving Joel Embiid the blues, and he needed an energy play.
Yeah, I don't have as big a problem with it as Courtney and George do. You know, I mean, you're going to ask the player to play. He's going to play it the way he's going to play. There's no holding back. It's the playoffs. We'll move on. Insanity, though, is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. That applies to Embiid with his injury. It also applies to the Lakers. Game two tonight against Denver. They have not been able to get over a hump and get a W. You're looking at these highlights here. LeBron, Davis look gassed while Jokic is beating him up and down the floor, George. Talk to me about a path to victory for LA. Is it possible even against these Nuggets?
I mean, it's possible, but I still don't think it's likely, Tony. As we talked about when I was in the show last week, the Denver Nuggets, their starting five and their closing five is the best five-man group in the sport. They will out-execute you, and the difference is the Lakers normally bully people with LeBron and AD. Meanwhile, the Denver Nuggets can bully the Lakers, one of the few teams that can do that. So their only path is for the role players, particularly D'Angelo Russell, who struggled last year in this series and struggled in game one, to have a good game.
Courtney Cronin.
There's no path if D'Angelo Russell can't hit some shots. I mean, game one was not an anomaly. In his last five playoff games, he's 3 of 24 from three. You cannot have that happen. And you can't have LeBron take this passive approach in the second half after he was so dominant in the first half. He wasn't attacking the rim. He attempted six shots. And there were moments where both he and Anthony Davis looked winded. I get it due to the altitude. But if nobody else is showing up to help them in those final minutes, that's going to happen.
Justin Tinsley.
Yeah, from wire to wire, start to finish, this has to be a true team game for the Lakers. They can't just lean on LeBron and Anthony Davis for 40 minutes. So, again, a team effort. But as Courtney, as George said, I'm looking at D'Angelo Russell. Over his last five postseason games, all against the Nuggets, mind you, he's averaging 7.6 points, shooting 31% from the field and 13% from three. If you are him, if you are that guy, you need to make tonight a statement, because if not, this series is over by the weekend.
Monica.
Tony, give all my points to my colleagues because everybody nailed it. And just to add to Justin's point, 1 for 9 from three, if you're D'Angelo Russell, that won't get it done. And then Austin Reeves has to continue to be a little bit more consistent. The thing is, though, the Lakers could play perfect basketball. The Nuggets have the ability to respond.
Well, that's what it is, right? They play perfect defense, it seems like, for 23.5 seconds. And in the last five, a tenth of a second in the shot,
it implodes.
Jokic will throw up something off of the back of his head and it goes in. Or vice versa. They miss two shots. Bunny's at the right. Then Davis's head is down. LeBron's head's down. Jokic is going. That was a 3-point answer, by the way, Monica. So a point for Tins.
Oh, okay.
A point for Cronin. A point for Zidane. I'm sensing you all have Denver tonight. So we'll move on and review the weekend. Game ones. Home team won every game, I said. It wasn't every favorite, of course. I'm flagging three games for you. Indy was a favorite. Everybody's pick over Milwaukee without Giannis. And then Damian Lillard had that first half with 35. They didn't score in the second half, but the Bucks get the W. That result versus T-Wolves and Ant Edwards in the face of Durant and the Suns in that game one win versus the no-show the Dallas Mavericks had versus the LA Clippers, who win without Kawhi. Courtney Cronin, most significant result of the weekend.
It's got to be the Timberwolves, their second largest win in playoff franchise history, and it's all because of Anthony Edwards. Will you take a look at what he did in the third quarter? He had more buckets than the entire Suns team did in that entire frame. He was fun to watch, the trash talking with him and Kevin Durant going back and forth. They've met their match in this Suns, in this Timberwolves team, number one defense in the NBA for a reason. I think it's going to be really difficult for them to try to right their wrongs in this matchup.
George, most significant result from the weekend?
Tony, I'm going to go with the Clippers. For 4 years, we've seen the Clippers, and for years we've said, oh, they're the team to beat, they're the team to beat. And as the years have gone by, less and less people have thought that. They're as deep as they've ever been, and they're facing a Dallas team that doesn't have a big man that can hurt them. They're at their worst when there's a talented, skilled big man that they're going up against. Dallas doesn't provide that. Clippers are going to win this series.
That's more than significant. You're saying you saw enough to know the Clippers will beat Dallas. Monica McNutt, most significant game one for you?
I think I'm going to go Bucks and Pacers. Only because we're reminded that as fun as the Indiana Pacers were, they scored 58 points in the paint. They also give up 58 points in the paint. And we're realizing you can't win in the postseason without the ability to play some defense. So I think seeing Dame Lillard basically make the Bucks the Blazers of the East, I think the Pacers are in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Justin Tinsley, most significant game one for you this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going with the Timberwolves, and in particular Anthony Edwards, but I'll look at it from a broader perspective. All season long, we've been hearing this talk about face of the league. He's this and he's that.
Boy.
Well, guess what?
No.
This is what you the conversation has been. Oh, okay. Well, I get that. I understand. But look, if you look at the start of a very important part of a run for him, if he has a strong postseason and then he's a dominant player on Team USA, we could be looking at the birth of the NBA's next superstar, and it is that important.
But it is a banned phrase in the show because you people have overused it to the extent that it's cheapened and robbed of everything it ever meant. Because, hello, who were the finalists for the MVP this year? Wasn't the new face of the league, according to you, Tinsley? It was Jokic, Gildas, Alexander, and Doncic. You know this. Let's go around the horn and get your MVP pick and reason. Justin Tinsley.
I'm going to SGA, led the league in 30-point games, 36-6-2 for the season, and he led his team to a one seed when they were in the play-in last year.
Courtney Cronin, MVP.
Nikola Jokic, best on-off point differential in the NBA.
Georgie Sedano, MVP.
Tony, incredibly difficult decision. I'm going Jokic, best player on the planet, on the defending champions, and they have a lesser team, I think.
And Monica.
Four games separated SGA and Jokic. I gotta go to Jokic because SGA sat down some games. I thought that would have made a difference down the stretch.
Buy ourselves next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
NHL playoffs also seeing home dominance. Six home teams winning the six games this weekend. Dallas and then Edmonton will try to keep that home dominance tonight. But we talk about the game ones over the weekend. And one game, just to highlight, Winnipeg's goal by the skin of the puck. Look at this, doink, 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 cross. And in a game where chaos reigned all 60 minutes, Jets 7, Avs 6. But that's just one of a near full docket from the weekend. George, most significant game one result?
Tony, to me, it's the Panthers. No disrespect to John Van Beesbrook and the Rats in 1996. You're looking at Verhaeghe, Reinhardt, and Tkachuk, Bobrovsky. This is the best era of Panther hockey right now.
All right.
Exercise the demons.
They are. With their one game. So Florida's win is what was most significant to George. Cordy Cronin to you.
That Jets-Avs game was awesome from start to finish. You've got a head-to-head matchup between the team that's the outright leader in goals in Colorado and the outright leader in fewest goals against in Winnipeg. And Colorado had 6 goals on 46 shots against the presumptive Vezina Trophy winner. It didn't even matter because Edmonton, because Winnipeg was able to outscore them in the end in the whiteout. Greatest environment that we saw from the playoff hockey
Justin Tinsley, most significant
game. Yeah, I'm going with the Rangers over the Capitals in game one, and I'm going to focus on the goalie, Igor Shesterkin. Like, he has 10 straight home games of allowing less than 2 or less goals. That's the longest streak since Martin Brodeur in the early 2000s. And he gives them a chance every night to win a game, and this is important because the Rangers are trying to just become the 9th franchise to win the President's Trophy and the Stanley Cup within the same year.
And Monica McNutt.
I'm staying at the Garden, Tony. Same game as Tim's, but different reasons. It's Matt Rimpey, because if you haven't heard anything from the NHL season, you've heard about this rookie that's in all of these fights, doesn't have a choice. Well, this game, no fight, and he actually scores a goal. The first rookie to do that for the Rangers since 2011. Big deal for the kid.
Buy or sell 2 Yankees A's this afternoon. It's the first inning. It's the second batter of the game. You need to hear this sound full.
You got anything else to say? You're gone.
Oh, okay, Hunter. Well, you know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear, there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything.
Oh, man. So Aaron Boone was ejected. You could hear Hunter Wendelstedt say, if you say anything, I'm going to eject you. But look at this video. It really appears, as you saw Boone's lips not moving, that a fan in the front row with that blue shirt who was wearing a different colored shirt when they went back to look at him immediately, looks like it was the fan all along. Courtney, what do we have here? Should ejections be reviewable? Should the umpire be held responsible for that?
You got a pretty darn good case for having robo-umps in Major League Baseball because they wouldn't be nearly as thin-skinned as Hunter Wendelstedt was in this situation. You can see very clearly on camera, Aaron Boone acknowledges the warning that he got, and then he doesn't say anything, tries to plead his case to the umpire who says, I don't care who said it, you're gone. That makes no sense. It's completely unjust. He should be able to lobby to get back in this game, but we know that the Umpires Association, Major League Baseball, will not do anything about this. And it's time to bring in people who can literally take emotion out of the game by having robots call these games.
Bring in, people that aren't people, robots. I see what you're saying. Justin Tinsley, how about you?
The ump knew who he was dealing with. 35 ejections in 7 seasons for Aaron Boone. So shout out to the ump for standing on business. And then as quickly as he stood on business, he stood on too much business. It wasn't even Aaron Boone who said it. So he has a pie in the face moment. But unfortunately, these are the rules. You can't let him back in.
I'm not ready for robo-umps, Court. Like, we're humans. It's a human experience. You get it wrong, sometimes that's part of it. Oh, this one, though, should have at least been able to go to review.
I'm going to remind you. I'm going to remind you of that next time you get eliminated first, Monica. At George Sedano, how about you?
Look, I get getting things wrong, but this one is pretty damn bad. Like, this should absolutely be reviewable. I mean, what would Hunter Wendelstedt do? Billy Martin was out there kicking dirt at him. That I would understand getting ejected. By the way, tip to the cap to Boone being the all-time Yankee manager leader now in ejections, passing one.
Is that right?
Martin, I'm sure.
Wow, I didn't
baseball
expect to get that
maybe.
Piece of information here.
I think I heard George say a banned word. Check the tape.
Oh, wow. Monica.
We will check the tape. Let's check the tape.
By the way, tip to the cap to Boone, being the all-time Yankee manager leader now in ejections.
I didn't hear it. You're going the wrong way, Monica. You're going the wrong way.
Oh, no, Monica.
Wait, you wanted to get to the Garden. Is that what this is about? Unbelievable. Monica, you're nuts. Well, have a great game
tonight. What's really going on here?
Adam, Cronin, Showdown, next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
The day for the Denver Broncos, they unveiled new jerseys. You can tell me how you feel about them. Initial reviews were closer to fashion. Don't. Maybe they tried to change the conversation when they traded for Zach Wilson. It's official, the former number two pick going from the Jets, fresh start in Denver. George, how do you rate this move?
Tony, I think both of them are pretty bad, but what I would say is with Sean Payton, who made Taysom Hill a viable quarterback for a while, he looks at a guy who was a number two overall pick at one point. He figures he'll take a chance. Don't love the Syracuse-looking uniforms for what should be the Orange Crush, though.
Gordy Cronin.
Yeah, they should have made those alternate uniforms, the old school D from 1977, the Absolutely. Main uniforms. But I digress. It's a good fresh start for Zach Wilson joining a quarterback room with Ben DiNucci and Jarrett Stidham. He should be able to beat one of them.
You think he's starting in Denver? Or at least in the room? Okay.
Look at the options right now, unless they draft someone.
Russell Wilson out. Zach Wilson in. Woodrow Wilson Jr. staying in Denver. We'll move on. Golf Tour's takeover. Nelly Korda, 5 wins in a row. Hadn't been done in the LPGA Tour in 2 decades. She claims the $1.2 million purse, the Chevron Classic. Scottie Scheffler has won 4 in 5 following his Masters with an RBC win. That hadn't been done in 4 decades. And then something just to flag. Not exactly a takeover, but 15-year-old Miles Russell tied for 20th at the Suncoast Classic. Courtney, which stands out most in golf world?
Oh, man, it's Mr. Even Keel himself, Scottie Scheffler, just the third winner since 1985 to win the Masters and then win the following week on tour. His dominance is the reason he's been at number one for 49 straight
George?
Weeks.
Tony, it's definitely Scheffler because, I mean, it's been since Bernhard Langer since we've seen someone win the Masters and then win the next tournament. And he's won, what is it, 16 million in 44 days? I'll go with
him. That's great. My math says 5 in a row is better than 4 of 5.
Yeah, but 4 decades as opposed to 2 decades. Come on.
We'll move on. You guys make the call on this last one. Was it a walk-off home run or fan interference? Came into the bottom of the ninth in a scoreless game, so it was very traumatic. Initially ruled a double, then called an out because of fan interference. Make the call, George.
Terrible call. Should have been a home run. At worst, a ground rule double. Not a banner week or few days for umpires as we've illustrated today.
Let this be a lesson to everybody who comes to a game. If you're going to bring a glove, you have to allow the outfielder the chance to catch it and not interfere with it.
Oh, I'm not with you on this one. I'm born and raised in Jeffrey May. I'll give you the points. It's a doubt. That's a home field advantage. That should have been a home run. And we'll give the point to Sedano.
Tony, thanks for the FaceTime. I just want to take a second to talk about how disappointed I am in someone I think is one of the best NBA analysts locally in our sport, in Brian Scalabrine, who, long story short, you can look it up on the internet. He basically suggested Eric Spoelstra called a timeout to imply that he told Caleb Martin to injure Jason Tatum. It's preposterous. You know the character of Eric Spoelstra. You're questioning his integrity. It's just a silly thing to do. Do better, Scalabrine. You're better than that.
Thank you for today. We'll see you tomorrow around the horn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.